Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that we are engaged in a great struggle where we only occasionally appear to be making progress. What great struggle? Against the axis of resistance, as it's called, Iran and its various proxies with whom we have exchanged deadly fire recently. What is going to happen? What should happen? How will that be impacted by the election campaign in which we are engaged? We'll talk about all of that with Ambassador John Bolton, the former National Security Advisor to President Trump, who has his doubts about a second term for President Trump, more than doubts. He is opposed to a second term for President Trump. He will be speaking to us about a number of things, including what to do about Iran to demonstrate U.S. resolve and to reestablish the crucial element of our safety known as deterrence. We'll be speaking to Ambassador Bolton coming up. First up, before I forget, well, that's kind of a pun, there's a headline in Axios, Biden memory has significant limitations, special counsel says. His memory's not on trial, but he has been the subject of apparently it's 400 pages of investigation by Robert Hoor, the special counsel that was appointed to investigate Biden's taking on papers from his vice presidency after he left the vice presidency in 2016 and not giving a proper accounting of them. It says in Axios, the report said that Biden's memory also appeared to have significant limitations. That's in quotes. Citing his interview with the special counsel's office and recorded conversations with his ghostwriter. The report said he did not remember, even within several years, when his son Beau died. We have also considered that at trial, says the special counsel, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury, as he did during our interview of him, as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. Does that matter in terms of a potential trial? Well, that's what they say in this conclusion. It's one of the reasons they didn't bring any charges against President Biden on this question of the papers in his garage. But this might be more damning than an indictment would be. The idea that the special counsel would put right down there in black and white a criticism of President Biden or a perception of a weakness of President Biden on the point at which he is most vulnerable in this upcoming campaign. There's also the Wall Street Journal, and it's worth sharing because they do a terrific job. Their lead editorial is about the oral arguments that unfolded today, this morning, at the Supreme Court. And this obviously was written before those oral arguments before the Supreme Court concerning the attempt by the Colorado Supreme Court to bar the former president from the state's ballot. They write in the Wall Street Journal, Donald Trump and his opponents have embroiled the Supreme Court in this year's election politics, and the court's first test comes today when the justices consider the Colorado Supreme Court's decree barring the former president from the state's ballot. The justices can help democracy with the unanimous ruling against Colorado. the argument is that the president isn't an officer of the United States, and this is one of the arguments that they are going to make, as defined by the Constitution, because what it bars is it never mentions the term president or vice president. Earlier versions of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment included the president and vice president, but these offices were scrapped from the final text. That's in part because the 14th Amendment's authors were mainly worried that Confederate rebels would be elected to Congress and that President Andrew Johnson would appoint them to executive branch offices. Now, what's fascinating to me about this is that given the fact that the Supreme Court now has a majority of textualists, of originalists, people who say it should be our job to understand what the people drafting the Constitution or drafting any amendment to the Constitution, what they specifically had in mind. And here, that's a question about the 14th Amendment. And if, for instance, they originally had a Section 3 that included the president and the vice president, the fact that those mentions of the president and vice president were eliminated later, doesn't that indicate that they thought better of putting these limitations on people who may be allowed to run for president or to serve as president, is more to the point. Mr. Trump and several friend of the court briefs also make a compelling argument that Section 3 isn't self-executing, meaning that Colorado Supreme Court cannot by itself disqualify Mr. Trump or anyone else it deems insurrectionist. Congress repealed a law that once defined insurrection and allowed in 1870 by requiring federal prosecutors to bring writs of quo warranto to disqualify office holders. Congress later repealed most of this law. What remains is a federal criminal statute punishing insurrection, which says anyone who engages or assists in an insurrection shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States. But Mr. Trump hasn't been charged with insurrection, and neither has anyone else who has been charged with other crimes in connection to January 6th. A risk for the future is that other partisans will define insurrection down to disqualify their political opponents, as former Attorneys General Ed Meese, Bill Barr and Michael Mukasey argue in a friend of the court brief. Without a clear statutory definition, the types of presidential actions that might be deemed an insurrection are virtually limitless. The best course for the country, and this is how they conclude, and I agree with it wholeheartedly, the best course for the country would be for the justices to settle this case on the narrow legal issues and not to enter the political fight over whether January 6th was an insurrection or not. The justices don't need to go there if they find that Section 3 doesn't cover the president. A 9-0 decision would send a unified message to the country that Colorado is wrong on the law. The questions today of both sides, and they had attorneys, Jason Murray in behalf of the Colorado and the Supreme Court decision there that he was defending, and they also were attorneys for President Trump. And what the questioning showed very consistently was that the members of the court, virtually all of them, I don't believe that there was any indication from Clarence Thomas, but he is certainly not someone who has any kind of animus against Trump. In any event, it does look like that 9-0 verdict that the Wall Street Journal is hoping for may be real. But also real are some of the doubts by Ambassador Bolton, author of the best-selling book, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir newly released in paperback. We'll be speaking to John Bolton. coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
Receive 50% off by becoming a Medhead member.
Look, it's a no-brainer.
Join now at michaelmedved.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved Show, glad to welcome back to the show Ambassador John Bolton. He is a former ambassador to the United Nations and a former national security advisor to President Trump. He is also a best-selling author of The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir just newly released in paperback with a new introduction, which is a must-read. And congratulations on the book's release in paperback. Let me ask you, because I think you're one of those people who's been shocked, as I was, to see a very specific indictment in the midst of that long-term report about President Biden's handling of some classified papers that he had as vice president. An indictment not of President Biden's behavior, but of his memory. You believe, as I understand it, Ambassador Bolton, that this could have a very big impact on the presidential race. Explain.
The terms that the special counsel uses are exactly in line with what a lot of Americans have observed about the president's conduct on television. And, you know, the feeling even within the Democratic Party is that age or competence, however you want to put it, is a problem for President Biden. And here, in the midst of what's already a critical report on the mishandling of classified information, this additional observation based on hours of interviews with the president in the Oval Office, I think is something that will be sweeping the country over the next 24 hours. And it's interesting, important, the reason the special counsel gets into this is that he looks at the question, do I bring a prosecution? And of course, the Trump campaign will undoubtedly say, well, he did the same thing Trump's accused of doing and they're not prosecuting him. It shows bias. But what it is a prosecutor's assessment that if this guy gets put on the stand, his defense attorney will be able to get him off of any possible guilty verdict because he couldn't remember what he was doing. I mean, that is not just, you know, he's 81 years old and has some memory problems. It goes really to cognitive ability to do the job as president.
And what do you think is the outcome? Do you believe it's possible that, as some people speculate, Biden could be knocked out of the race on this basis?
Well, it's, you know, a common conversation in Washington, although nobody, particularly Democrats, want to talk about it publicly, that they are worried about him leading the ticket and what may happen between now and November. But there hasn't yet been a Democrat with the courage enough to go to the president and say, Mr. President, go out while you can go out with your head held high. Don't ruin your reputation in history by embarrassing yourself. And by the way, don't turn the country over to Donald Trump. This may be an action-forcing event because it comes, as I say, in the midst of the criticism that Biden had mishandled the documents, which is another hammer given to the Trump campaign.
With all of this going on, you've been very critical of President Biden. What you write is you say there have been over 160 malicious strikes against U.S. military and personnel since October 7th. With only pinprick responses, Biden should have acted harder and sooner. How?
Well, I think what the Biden administration is afraid of is acknowledging that for 3 years it's pursued the wrong approach to Iran, specifically on the nuclear weapons program, but really more generally. Iran is the source of the problems we see all across the Middle East now in direct and indirect ways. Hamas's attack on Israel, the Houthi effort to close the Red Sea to commercial traffic, Hezbollah rocketing northern Israel, and these militia groups in Iraq and Syria killing Americans. Yet Iran has paid no price for this. Its surrogates have been hurt, but no price by Iran itself. And until Iran feels the cost of what it's doing to everybody else, its belligerent activity will continue. And it's always easier to resolve a problem like that near the beginning than to wait until later. Nobody wants a wider war, but if you object to Iran's conduct today, do you think it's going to get better after they get nuclear weapons?
And so would you favor a strike a military strike on Iranian territory?
Yes, I would, and specifically because Iran has said that's a red line. Well, okay, they've crossed one of our red lines. They've killed Americans, and yet we're going to be punctilious about not crossing one of theirs. Huh. Now, I'm not talking, at least in the first instance, about regime threatening military action. There are many, many other steps we could take, hitting Revolutionary Guard bases in western Iran, hitting air defense targets that do not threaten the regime directly, but to show them their red line does not mean anything to us.
In terms of Secretary Blinken has been in the Middle East frequently, five trips since October 7th, and one of his priorities is to arrange a ceasefire that includes an Israeli commitment to a two-state solution, to recognizing a new Palestinian state that's never before existed in all of history. Do you think that the Biden administration is right to make that such an emphasis of their policy toward Israel and Hamas?
No, I think it's a big mistake, especially right now. Whatever you think the ultimate outcome between Israel and the Palestinians is going to be, and I personally do not favor a two-state solution, but whatever you think the outcome is going to be, trying to force it on Israel now is simply not going to work. The priority here should be to deal with what is the real threat to peace and security in the Middle East, and that's Iran. By focusing on the Palestinian issue, it's like the Biden administration has gone into a time machine and gone back in history about 50 years. This is just not at the top of the priorities of the Gulf Arab states, for example, the oil-producing monarchies that are so economically important around the world. They're the ones who share the same view Israel has, that Iran is the threat. So what the Biden administration is doing is trying to achieve too many objectives simultaneously that conflict and collide with one another. And that's a prescription that leads really to accomplishing none of the objectives well, and maybe some of them quite badly.
Ambassador John Bolton, his book, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, just new in paperback. If there's one quick message from the new introduction provided to the book, that message would be?
Well, it's just more of an analysis why a second Trump term would cause the country grave harm, something we've got to find a way to avoid.
Appreciate it, Ambassador Bolton. Godspeed to you, and thank you, as always, for being on the show. We will be right back.
The Michael Medved Show. Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only four missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is adamant that the legal battles against him must come to an end.
It's unfortunate that we have to go through a thing like that. I consider it to be more election interference by the Democrats. That's what they're doing.
Following the conclusion of his Colorado ballot case by the Supreme Court on Thursday, Trump expressed confidence in his legal team's arguments. The five Marines who were reported missing following a helicopter crash have been discovered dead. They were en route to San Diego from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas on a training flight Tuesday. The wreckage of the helicopter was found Wednesday in Pine Valley. A $95 million foreign aid package is advancing in the Senate, but its journey is far from over. The Senate voted 67-32 to move forward with the package aimed at assisting Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. However, the vote simply allows the Senate to begin deliberation on the bill. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bit of Bob Marley to take us toward the end of this show. And end of the show is always a good time to have a broader perspective, a context. If you go to our Substack account right now, it's Michael Medved at Substack.com. And, or actually, MichaelMedved.Substack.com. And if you go there, you will find one of our regular features on our Substack account, which is a Throwback Thursday. And having been doing this job for, believe it or not, it's getting close to 30 years, there's a lot of commentary from the past where I'm actually kind of proud of what I wrote. In this case, this is a piece from 9 years ago, and it was entitled Two Bad Habits in Talking About Immigration. And it's extremely pertinent to the situation we're in right now, where they couldn't reach any agreement among Republicans and Democrats that Republicans would stick to concerning making tougher border security a reality. It's shocking. And the perspective from 9 years ago on Throwback Thursday is one that I hope you will take a look at. Go to Michael Medved's Substack account. That's MichaelMedved.Substack.com. And you can subscribe any time you want to our Substack newsletter. Michael Medved's context, placing today's big events in the perspective of our past and, yes, of our future. And concerning our future, this was a big day for Republican U.S. senators to make a decision. And even though there's a lot of attention paid toward the pro-Putin caucus in the Republican Party, it's not that many people. And there were 18 members of the U.S. Senate. Now, that's still a minority of all the Republican U.S. senators. There are 49 Republican U.S. senators. But many of those most senior, most respected senators lined up with Mitch McConnell to support bringing a vote for foreign aid assistance on an emergency basis to Ukraine, to Israel, and to our allies in the Indo-Pacific, particularly in Taiwan. And given the dangerous world we live in, this is tremendously important. And look, the fact that Tucker Carlson is on the other side, that shouldn't put you on the other side or scare you. Jimmy Kimmel had a terrific perspective on this on his show last night. Listen.
Tucker Carlson still doesn't have a job. He's in Moscow house hunting, I hope. But no, actually, Tucker is there to interview Vladimir Putin, which is so overtly ridiculous. He put out a preemptive video to nervously explain why he's doing this. Vladimir Putin, he's a murderer, he's a war criminal, he hates America, he hates everything America stands for, he's a liar and a propagandist, but Tuck thinks we just need to hear him out.
Not a single Western journalist has bothered to interview the president of the other country involved in this conflict, Vladimir Putin.
I love involved in this conflict. It's like saying that in Jaws, the great white shark was involved in the biting.
Okay, by the way, in terms of what he said, do you know who contradicted it? That not another Western journalist has been interested in interviewing Putin? Dmitry Peskov, who is the official press spokesman for Vladimir Putin. Putin himself says, Tucker Carlson, you're full of it. You're making stuff up. Of course there have been many Western journalists who have wanted to speak to him. And you can understand how Putin, who, according to every psychological view of the guy, has a classic short guy complex, where he's very, very testy about people putting him down. And you can imagine how he heard Tucker Carlson said, no one wants to hear from me. Okay, this would quite naturally get him upset so that he would contradict what Tucker has publicly and very erroneously claimed. Jeremy just had a thought that Tucker has the distinction of having been fired from all three major cable news networks. Next up, is he going to be losing his potential position on RT? I don't know if RT is even a factor in American life right now. Senator Michael Bennet, who is a Democrat, a fairly moderate Democrat from Colorado, was on the air with Neil Cavuto on Fox. And he talked about the situation between Russia and Ukraine. This is clip 15.
But on Ukraine, let me say very simply, first of all, we have spent less as a proportion of our GDP than most countries in Europe have spent on this. We have spent overall less than Europe has spent on this. Now, you might say, well, Europe has more to lose than we do. I suppose that's possible because they live closer to Ukraine. But what I would say is this, unlike almost any other dollar that the Department of Defense spends, the money that Ukraine has spent, Neil, they have the receipts, and their receipts are they've taken back half of the Russian territory that Putin stole from them. Their receipts are the battles that they've won, battle after battle after battle, starting with the battle for Kyiv, which they were supposed to lose in 72 hours, and Zelensky was going to be replaced. He's still the president. They have thrown Putin out of the Black Sea and opened it up for grain to be shipped all over the world. And by the way, they've done it with our help, it's true. But you know what the reality is of Ukraine? It is a country of a whole bunch of MacGyvers. They've done this basically barehanded. And we have spent a very small percent of our GDP to support them in an effort that's been a war that they have waged on their behalf, of course, but also on NATO's behalf and on the behalf of the free world.
And that's exactly correct. We have a special guest coming on the show tomorrow who has written a piece about why the idea of appeasement as the right policy to bring peace in our time or to end the war in Ukraine is completely unacceptable. And our leaders and our commentators need to actually learn something from the history of the 20th century. We'll be talking about a movie that is actually become sort of a dark horse Oscar favorite. It's nominated for many of the key awards. It is just now available for streaming, so we will get to that. We will also be speaking about Tim Scott being asked very directly on whether he is going to be the vice presidential nominee for Donald Trump. The answer? Well, it's kind of intriguing. We will get to that and to more coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a Medhead annual member.
You didn't say that!
Join today at michaelmedved.com.
That is absolutely absurd!
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
And on the Michael Medved show, there are still primary elections going on. As a matter of fact, they have the caucuses tonight at 8 p.m. in Nevada. And basically, there's only one candidate who's really visited Nevada and campaigned to win all 26 delegates from Nevada at these caucuses. His name is Donald Trump. And so naturally, with this state of the campaign, there's more and more focus on the next crucial decision that Trump makes that will help to determine who wins, who loses in the presidential race, and will help to determine what kind of historical impact President Trump and his 2024 campaign is going to have. And a large part of that has to do with who he selects as his vice presidential nominee. In clip 16, Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, was asked directly about whether he's a potential vice president. Listen.
If you're asked by Donald Trump to be his vice presidential candidate, would you accept?
I accept the responsibility of making sure that America gets four more years of Donald Trump because we were better off with Trump. I'm not going to worry about what happens with me. If we focus on four more years of Trump, we get low inflation, low unemployment, and high enthusiasm.
Okay. Is that well calculated to be precisely the kind of answer that Donald Trump would applaud and enjoy? Yes, there's no question that Tim Scott is angling for that job. Meanwhile, there's not so much joy in the House of Representatives. And all of a sudden, there are various Republicans speaking to CNN's Manu Raju, who are teeing off against what some find the disappointing and uncertain leadership of Speaker Mike Johnson. Clip 14.
When you are handed the keys to the, to the kingdom, as it were, when you have the majority, there is an expectation that you will be able to govern, and we have just struggled with that over and over again.
I was embarrassed for our conference, for our party, because we can do better than we did last night.
He didn't count votes. I think he will next time.
Shouldn't he count the votes before coming to the floor?
I think he relied, in his defense, on other people to sway some people. He needs to count votes before it comes to the floor. This message of not impeaching Mayorkas sent a message to a wrong message, I think. He needs to count, make sure. And as bad as Pelosi was, she knew her votes before it took place.
Okay, this whole idea about the failure to impeach Secretary Mayorkas. Again, as the Wall Street Journal stated literally weeks ago, impeaching Mayorkas accomplishes nothing. This was also an item of discussion on CNN, where Caitlin Collins interrupted Representative Tim Burchett, the congressman from Tennessee. Listen, this is clip 17.
A lot of reasons. Republicans generally don't use the carrot or the stick like the Democrats have done in the past. You've seen on the floor where votes have been dragged out and they circle them in the leadership and whisper in their ear and tell them things that they maybe are not too comfortable hearing. But we don't do that. We allow for the free thinking of others. And,
well, actually, Congressman,
and frankly, it just...
Congressman, I want to hear your answer, and I like to let people talk with our guests on this show. But I do have to say, there were reports that people were going up to Congressman Mike Gallagher after he had voted against impeachment.
Oh, sure. I'm sure there were. But it wasn't any orchestrated thing. It was different people. I asked somebody, I asked Matt Gaetz or one of them, I said, where is Gallagher? And they said, we don't know. And so I don't know where he was, but obviously folks are allowed to do that, and they do that. And,
let me tell you where he was.
Whatever.
I can tell you exactly where he was. He was writing a terrific editorial for the Wall Street Journal. Mike Gallagher concludes his editorial. He writes this. He says, in 2019 and 2021, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and congressional Democrats used impeachment as a weapon against Donald Trump. Though they couldn't produce evidence, he had committed a crime. It was a rushed, hyperpartisan process that lowered the bar for what constitutes an impeachable offense. Republicans rightly railed against this effort and the dangers of a single-party impeachment. Impeachment for unpopular decisions, impeachment for non-criminal acts, and impeachment for not complying with congressional subpoenas. Republicans should reject the Pelosi precedent, creating a new lower standard for impeachment, one without any clear limiting principle, wouldn't secure the border or hold Mr. Biden accountable. It would only pry open the Pandora's box of perpetual impeachment. That in the Wall Street Journal today by Congressman Mike Gallagher, a Republican representing Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District. Coming up, there's a film, and it's a film that is partially in English, partially in Korean with subtitles. It's a low-budget film by a new and extraordinarily gifted director-writer. And it's nominated for Best Picture and other significant Oscars. Does Past Lives, which is streaming, newly streaming this month, does Past Lives deserve that kind of acclaim? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Greta Lee plays a Korean girl who comes to the United States at age 12 but leaves behind intense memories of her best friend from school in the lushly romantic Past Lives.
Childhood sweethearts who reconnect 20 years later and realize they were meant for each other.
There's just this kid in my head for such a long time. I think I just missed him.
Written, produced, and directed by a supremely talented newcomer named Celine Song, this movie works in part because all the characters are so sympathetic, including the adoring and indulgent husband who the main character has acquired during the 20 years she was separated from her childhood fixation. Past Lives, rated PG-13, may be slow-moving, but it's worth lingering over its irresistible lyricism. 3 stars for one of the most memorable films of the year that makes the past of these characters feel like your own. And moving from the past and past lives into the future and the rest of 2024. A few more days in which you can benefit from our flash sale. You can become a MedHead Basic Annual Member for 50% off. It's comes to a cost of just $2.50 a month. So this is an opportunity at half price. Just go to michaelmedved.com, use the code MEDHEAD for 50% off so you can listen live anywhere or listen on demand ad free. That's a great opportunity for half price and a very low and modest investment. Tomorrow, we're going to be reviewing a movie about some of the social and political problems that people encountered 45,000 years ago. Yes, what's been called a caveman horror thriller and political horror thriller is called Out of the Dark, Out of Darkness, pardon me. You will be interested in that film and another film called Sun Coast with Woody Harrelson and Laura Linney and a remarkable new star called Nico Parker. But it has to do with, well, touches on the Terri Schiavo case at the same time that it's a romantic comedy. Strange, but is it worth it? We'll review it next time. We'll also be welcoming Tim Alberta, who has written a stunning new book, and it really is intensely readable and fascinating. It's a book called The Kingdom, the Power, and the Glory, and it's about the rise and the latest directions on the part of religious conservatives in America and the past and future of the Christian right. We'll be speaking with Tim Alberta tomorrow. We'll also be talking with Casey Michael, who has written a piece on Trump's Russia policy, comparing it to Chamberlain's Hitler policy, why neither one can work. And A.B. Stoddard joins us about Rona Romney running away. And the latest rage as a potential vice president, she says, is not VP material, but rather a hot mess. Then also the phenomenon of TDS, Taylor Derangement Syndrome, on the eve of the Super Bowl. That and more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.